My husband's clap and cheer as our unborn baby's heartbeat sounds throughout the room. Despite the gravity of the situation, the danger of me carrying a child, smiles surround me, because my pregnancy means one thing: freedom. Fallon leans over and kisses my cheek. Emerson grabs my hand and squeezes it reassuringly. Salinger and Huxley beam down at me, and my sweet Giles looks like he might just cry. But then I catch Banks's expression. His brows are drawn together, a frown tugging at his lips as he studies the patchy screen of the ultrasound machine. My chest constricts with the same apprehension I see in his dark eyes. "What's wrong?" I ask softly. He gives a small shake of his head, not looking at me, but his normally olive complexion has gone pale, and beads of sweat begin to dot his brow. Fear grips me because I know my husband, and I can tell by his expression that something is seriously troubling him. "Banks," I say, this time louder, forcing him to look at me. "What do you see?" His nostrils flare, and emotion pulls at his handsome features. He glances around the room, meeting each of the men's gazes before looking back at me. There is so much in his dark eyes, but the overriding emotion is pure dread. The room is silent now, and I know I'm not the only one who feels Bank's tension. It's wrapped around us like a suffocating blanket. "Is something wrong with the baby?" My words come out shakily. Banks takes a deep breath before finally saying, "There's more than one."
"One what?"
Salinger asks, dark blonde hair flopping over his forehead. "Baby," I whisper, understanding the fear I see in Banks' eyes. "I'm having twins?" Oh, God. It's a death sentence, especially if either of the babies is a girl.
"Twins?"
Fallon barks out, dragging a hand through his short, cropped hair, blue eyes filling with the same anxiety that's starting to strangle me.
"No."
Banks coughs, clearly shaking as he puts the machine to the side and stands, starting to pace.
"Not twins."
"Banks, you're scaring me. If it's not twins, then..." I didn't think it was possible to be more afraid than I already am, but... "There's more than two?" The words choke out of me. He roughs his palm over his face before finally saying,
"I can't be sure until I do a few more tests, but it looks like..."
It's like the weight of the world presses down on his shoulders, and the hope he'd had only moments before is gone.
"Just spit it out,"
Fallon demands, standing straight, jaw clenching, his large hand reaching for mine and holding it in a vice-like grip. "How many?" I ask, holding Emerson's other hand. Surrounded by my husband's, I feel like I can take on anything the world throws at me. But I'm not prepared for Bank's next word.
"Six."
It's barely audible, more of a desperate whisper, like he can't believe it himself.
"Six?"
Multiple voices flood the room, but I can't see, can't hear any of them. Everything goes fuzzy, and I'm glad I'm sitting because I'd probably lose my footing if I wasn't. Six babies. Even in the past, when pregnancy wasn't a high risk, carrying sextuplets was dangerous. But now? Now it's an impossibility. One that will only end one way. With death. Mine and my unborn babies. The men argue around me, their words filled with panic.
"This is your fault. If you hadn't given her the fertility treatment..."
"It's a death sentence.
She'll never survive. The babies won't live. We have to do something."
Tears blur my vision, but I blink them away. I drop Fallon's hand and stand, my legs tingling. Emerson doesn't let go of my hand, even when I try to pull away. Instead, he pulls me back against his chest and wraps a massive arm around me protectively. It takes all my self-control not to just melt into him, take his strength, and let the others figure out my fate.